Kumlana Black and Mutter up to Mnachat Hamdalam and Olive. Yesterday we learned all the idea, Orisa Moshe Zachart, and what exactly you're remembering. We had all the different opinions, including the fact that it protects you from that. We also learned yesterday that certain mitzvahs protect somebody from doing Avedis. The tzitzis, the tefillin, and the mezuzah, and women who don't have tzitzis and tefillin, because they don't need to be protected. They're naturally frum. It's the men who are big yetzer haras. We're the ones that sinned in the midbar all the time. The women never sinned. So therefore, we need all the protection we can get. And the Gemara will give an example of protection. The other Avedis besides. You can eat a fat animal. This will be a woman animal. It could be a male animal. Treif. Okay. Now, the last thing we learned was all about the brachas you say in the morning. Up the top of the page. Talk about what we learned. So the chelas comes from the chelazin. Chelazin, what is the chelazin? Zehu gufai doimel yam. Its body looks like the yam, which means it has a color like the sea. Ubriyase doimel dog. It features or it looks like a fish. The oil, it arises echad l'shim shana. It comes up once every 70 years. Rashi says, three lines at the top, v'oil mina oritz. Rashi holds it's not a fish. Oil mina oritz, it's a worm. And the B'kiv Eger collected a bunch of Rashis. And Gli and the Shasper, Rashi says different things. One place he says it's a fish. One place he says it's a worm or a snail. So it seems, whatever it is, it's amphibious. That's the only way you can understand all the Rashi. It's amphibious. And it rises once in 70 years, which we don't have such a thing. Obviously, it's a deep water fish or something very deep water. So if you know Gershon Henrich Lazinner, he went out there and he decided it's a fish called the cuttlefish. And he worked out that the blood there, which is black, because the Rambam actually says the blood itself is black. Not like it actually seems to be saying it's normal blood or a certain kind of color, blue, that is black. Now, we had the Gemara yesterday that, according to Tesis at least, that 2 days ago, that you can, for the blue, you also use salmonim. And salmonim means that you have chemicals. So it's the blood on its own wouldn't be tchelis. You need the salmonim as well. But the Rambam, no, that doesn't mention anything about salmonim. It's the natural color of the ink. Anyway, the Radina went ahead and did all his tests. He went to Italy, went to different places, and made all his tests. He had different little test laboratories, and he came up that this is indigo. How we know exactly that Kola Elon is indigo, that's also questionable. But anyway, everyone assumes today that it's indigo. Not everyone, most people. And which is like a darkish blue. Yeah, but we don't know what color. But we don't know what color it is. You only know because I told you. And I only told you because that's what I was told. And who said that's right? Yeah, but who says indigo? Where's the Gemara say indigo? The Gemara says.
Before.
Yeah, that's color Elon, the Gemara says. Huh? The Gemara says color Elon. The Gemara doesn't use the word indigo.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so we're back in the same thing, okay. Yeah.
Isn't the issue with Rodzinus? It's Rodzinus Techelis is not the color, not indigo, but rather it runs.
There's a lot of problems, but he went and did this thing. The problem was also his black. That after they put in those tests, it became like this blue, shade of blue. Rabbi Herzog then did a whole bunch of tests. He got all these chemists, including one of the labs that they used, and he came to the conclusion that it wasn't the blood that was the blue, it was actually the heating it up that changed it from its original color to the color of blue, together with some other things. So he says it's not natural. And then he, at the end of one of his things, he writes to Herzog that maybe the Rizina knew a trick of how to actually bring it on naturally without cooking it, but didn't tell anybody. He's trying to be matzik. So he came up with another. He came up with a kind of a snail, not a fish at all. It's a kind of a snail. The problem is, oyle echa l'shim shana. There's nothing as oyle. Yeah, because Rabbi Herzog learns there's about four opinions what it is. So already, besides the fact that you have many, you said, you know, that Arizal says whatever, you learn from Arizal, only Mashiach will come back. Besides all that, there are different opinions as to what. Now, on the other hand, because we learned before. You don't know what you're getting. And how do you know which is the right one? But how do you know which is right?
No,
each one argues.
I don't know.
But if you remember, you learned before that color makes no difference. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. Other you're paying a lot more money than normal. And as long as you think to yourself this might not be the real thing, then it's all right. So they come and say that Oyle Echle Shiva Shah doesn't literally mean 70 years. It means it's a bit more rare. But Rashi says over here, Leficha Dome Yukon is expensive. Rashi says, Lefichach. Three lines on top. She'eino oile ela achas la'ayin shanim dav yukarim. Rashi takes the Gemara literally. Not, you know, it's a euphemism that it comes up, you know, it takes a few weeks to get it. Rashi takes it literally that it comes up 170 years, therefore it's very expensive. The Gemara in Shabbos seems to say there were people who used to do this for a living, but it doesn't prove anything because it could be that they knew when the 70 years were, and that's what they did during that time. during that year. That's when they. It's very unclear what this chalazon is. Sorry, Rashi has four different Rashis to what it is. The Rambam seems to be saying something else. Anyway, so today most people want to say it's kind of a snail, not a fish, it's a snail in the Musik family, and then they argue which one is it. And the color is right, is a dark color. Rashi seems to learn that also the machlek is what indigo is, the machlek is what the color is, because Rashi learns that we had yesterday. Tchelus doim le yam and yam doim le rikia. So the whole machlek is in the shayim, if it means really tchelus and rikia is the exact same color. And yam is just because it's just telling you a whole bunch of things, but they're all exactly the same. Or each one is a shade slightly different than the next, which actually another place says that each is a shade slightly different than the next. Tanya, we learned. Amar Rav Nosson, ein loch kol mitzvah kala sheksuvah b'teira. There isn't an easy mitzvah that's written in the Teira. She ein matan schara b'olam hazeh. You get some kind of reward in this world. But what your reward will be in the world to come, I have no idea. Kama, what it is. Tzeil and Ma'ad, let's go learn mitzvah tzitzah. This is a very easy mitzvah. And Rashi says, why easy mitzvah? Because an asay ba'alma. Not sure exactly what Rashi means by that. So that means all 248 mitzvahs asay are an easy mitzvah tzitzah you wear all the time. An easy mitzvah shluch ha'kain, because you do it once, it takes a second, you shoo the mother away, and therefore it's a mitzvah kal. It's over. Tzitzah all every day. All the time you have to wear tzitzis. What makes it a kal? So Rashi says, because mitzvah is kala asei ba'alma. Seems from Rashi that any asei comes under the umbrella of a mitzvah kala. It's an easy mitzvah. You did the mitzvah.
Does that imply the mother
won't
think about it?
It doesn't matter. In fact, the Ramban and the Rambam say it's because Rachmanis. And in fact, we had the Gemara Brachas, you know, you're not allowed to say Eibush, it's just like you have Rachmanis on a bird, have Rachmanis on us. Rabbeinu B'chai learns Pumfaket. Or Rabbeinu B'chai. He learns Pumfaket. He says Sachzorius. He says a beautiful thing. He says, why is it the Yishalmi says there are two mitzvahs? One is the hardest of the hardest, chamurus of chamurus, and one is kalos of kalos. And it's written this char by them. One is kibbutz of aim. It says man yichemecha, and then it says also ma'ita v'loch, and it says also by shluch hakein. So says the Yishalmi, the chamurus kalos kalos. You know who is there to judge? All the mitzvahs are the same. So normally we teach, everyone teaches, chamurus of chamurus means kibbutz of aim, because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never ends. Ashokain is a kalosh of kalos. That's how everyone lives pshat. But I thought it was a different pshat. Because Rabbeinu B'chai says a pshat like this. He doesn't talk about the sham. He just says that shaluach hakein is not to do with rachmanus. It's achzorius. Why is achzorius? A certain viciousness, a certain meanness. Because the bird comes back and sees the things are missing. So he brings a medrash where the medrash says that the bird comes back and sees the missing, starts crying. And the Eibishter then has Rachmanis on the bird. And then the Eibishter, Rachma v'kol masav, once already I'm in the mood of Rachmanis, let me see who else needs Rachmanis. There's Rachmanis on Yidin, on people. So therefore, when we say that Shluch HaKein is Rachmim, not the act itself. The act itself is cruel. Don't take anything. But it's the result is this brings out Rachmanis. So using that, the Ben B'chai, you can learn Pshat Nigmar Pumfaket. Like much like this. What's chamura chamuris and what's kalosh kalos, and why these two mitzvahs? Because they're two opposite mitzvahs. Kibbutz of aim is because you're nice. If you're mean, you wouldn't help your father. Limor and Kedushim, we had a few stories. Very difficult. Limor and Kedushim, we had a few stories of kids who were mean. Even if they did the right thing to their father, they were very nasty and they said nasty things. And Limor says that whatever they did is irrelevant because they hurt their parents with the nasty comments they made. It doesn't matter, they gave them $1 million. But if they did it in a way where they made their parents feel like they're beggars, you lost everything. So, Kibbutz of Aim requires a good person. The Shluch HaKein requires a certain meanness. A guy who's very nice can't do Shluch HaKein. He just can't do it. Because at the end of the day, you're shooing away the mother and you're hurting the mother. You just stand in you. What's the real idea of a mitzvah? To do things which don't come to you naturally. So Kibbutz of Aim for a person who is not naturally a good person, yet he forced himself to Kibbutz of Aim, is a big thing. And Shluch HaKein, a person who's naturally a very kind person, and yet he does the mitzvah, is a very difficult thing. Which is the chamura shechamuras? Whichever comes to you unnatural. Which is the kalos shebekalos? Whichever comes to you natural. But of course, two different extremes. You don't have people who are good at both mitzvahs, naturally. If you're a really good person, you won't make to do Shluch HaKein. If you're a really mean person, Kibbutz of Aim doesn't come to you easily. So the Gemara says, the chamura shebechamuras, whichever is to you difficult, and kalos of a cow, whatever too easy. If you're a nice person, kibbutz of aim is easy because you know your parents are nice to you when you were young. Now you're nice to them. You don't. If it wouldn't be a mitzvah, I'd still be nice to my parents because that's who I am. So for you, Chil Reim is a kal sheva kalas. But for you, Shluch HaKan is very difficult because it's certain cruelness that you don't have. And Faket, Shluch HaKan, for those people who are naturally, you know, not so nice people, Shluch HaKan is easy. Chil Reim is a hard one. So the Gemara, whichever is a kalas, Chamur Chmur, they both have the same mitzvah. Tell you that all mitzvahs, you get the same time. Anyway, let's go back here. I don't know what a kama will be. I'll tell you an interesting story, but nobody should replicate it. The mitzvah of tzitzis. This person was obviously frum because he wore tzitzis. Turned out to be an ending Gemara. He was a Talmud from a mayor or a priya. He was very careful in tzitzis, but he had one weakness. He had a vice. He loved to have dealings with zaynus. Shama, he heard she has zayna bekrachayam. There's one zayna overseas that he never had an experience with, and she's supposed to be something as a something special. Shenoit le dalad meiz luvus chada. Back then, a couple of thousand years ago, she charged 400 gold coins. Work it out today with inflation and everything else in the millions to spend a night with her. Okay, he took up the challenge. Shigul lo arba meiz luvum. He trusted. He sent her 400 gold coins per head. The karva lasman, and they made an appointment to go travel there. Kishigiyaz Mane, when he came that time, Bo, he came to her house. The Yoshev al HaPesach, and he sat there by the door and he waited. Nichnasa, she went in, Shivchasa, the maid, the one, the receptionist, the one who ran the brothel, came out came into this lady of the house. She said, Oysa Adam, Shashigal Agdal, Meiz Huvim Bo. The guy who sent you that $400 is sitting there. The Yoshev al HaPesach, and he's sitting by the door. So she said, Yechanes, tell him to come inside. Nichnes, he came inside. Hitzia loizayim mites, she prepared seven beds. Shei shel kesef, six were made out of silver, v'acha shel zav, and one was out of gold. She obviously was a very wealthy woman from all this money, and she had the most fanciest beds. Uven kol achas v'achas, and it's like a bunk bed. And between each bed, sulam shel kesef, there was a ladder made out of silver. But the Yoina, when you get to the top bed, shows up, very gold. Also, the Yoshua Gabel Yoina, so she climbed up, went on the top bed. When she was naked. And he went up there naked, but he did not take over tzitzis. He's a frumid. Bo dala tzitzis, a nest happened, and the four tzitzis came. The tofchu loy upon him, again, a wallop on his face. This was a nest, as Ashi tells us later. Nishmet, he right away jumped off the bed, the Yosha Gabakarka, he sat down on the ground. He jumped down all seven beds and he went down on the ground. And she couldn't believe what happened, and no one ever refused her. Vafi, she too, Nishmutu, the Yosha Gabakarka, she jumped down and sat down on the ground next to him. But Amra, she said, look, Gafa Sharaimi, I swear in the God of Rome, She'eini Malichascha, you paid this money, you prepared yourself, you came here, you sat next to me for 5 seconds, and you ran away. You're insulting me. I need to know what did I do to cause it, because it's just unbelievable. I've never heard anything in my life. You've paid for it. You know, what are you really leaving me for? What flaw did you see in me that you left? Amalai, he said, Havoid, I swear. I never saw a beautiful woman as beautiful as you are. Ela mitzvah achas tzivano Hashem alakenu. Hashem gave us one mitzvah, v'tzitzis shema, it's called tzitzis. Uksivbo, and it says in the pasuk, Ani Hashem alakechem, it says twice, straight palm, it says, Ani Hashem alakechem, Hashem tzeisi eschem em Yisrael, leave the chachim, Ani Hashem alakechem, it says twice, Ani Hashem alakechem. What do you mean twice? Ani Yusha Osi Lepara, I am the one who will punish you for not wearing tzitzis. And Vanihu, and I am the one. When you punish wearing tzitzis, if you're wearing a four corner bag without a tzitzis, or if you're chatzchil, we had yesterday, 2 days ago, when the Abish is angry, and he punishes also for those who are derelict in performance of mitzvah, they could have put on the tzitzis, even though they weren't over anything, they should have put it on. Achshav need more like a dalad edim. Have four strings, four corners. These four corners are like four witnesses that I'm going to do an aveda here. How can I do it? Amr Allah, she said to him, this is amazing. Because I'm not going to let you go until you tell me mashimcha. Usually everything's done anonymously. But tell me your name. Tell me the name of the city where you come from. Tell me the name of your teacher. Tell me the name of your yeshiva. Sha'atulama batayla. Because this is, I'm so impressed. This is Taita, so real, that all the money in the world and the others doesn't mean anything to you because of the mitzvahs, I need to find out. I want some truth in my life. Listen to the story. Listen to the story. Kosav, he wrote the Nosin Biyada. He wrote all the information on a piece of paper, and he left. He left. which means he had a very strong discipline, even though he had a Veda, but he left. Tzitzis reminded him, and this is what we learned a few days ago, yesterday, tzitzis protects you. So this is what it reminds you. So what happened was, Amda, she stood up, v'chilka kol nechaseh, she divided all of her assets. She must have been a very wealthy woman, she divided it. Shlish l'malchut, a third to the king, and Rashi said, Beit Hagedrash says, to allow her, this is interesting, I don't know what that means, to allow her to convert. In other words, there must have been a law at that time that you're not allowed to convert, that you'd have been killed. So she bribed them, or paid some kind of a tax, to allow her to become a ger. And then v'shlish l'anim, she gave away a third to tzedakah. And then v'shlish not l'biyon, the third she kept for herself to be able to live her normal life. Chutz ma'oisin mitzoyis. This is besides those beds. She did not sell them. She brought them back with her. All the other assets she sold, she took them with her. And that was the schar that she was able, you'll see in a second, the Gemara says schar in this world, she kept, remember, six beds are made out of silver and out of gold. It must have been worth a fortune. She was able to keep it. Anyhow, ubasa lebeis medrasha, she came to the beis medrash of Rab Chia. So others say it's Achia, others say it's Rabbeinu Meir, because it can't be Rab Chia. Because Omer Eloi Rebbe, Tziva Lai, she said, Rebbe, it can't be Rab Chia because... the Murikot. Rab Nosson is the one who's telling the story. Rab Nosson was greater than Rebbe. Rebbe was scared of Rab Nosson, and Rebbe was the Rebbe of Rab Chia. There's no way Rab Nosson is going to use Rab Chia as a Rai. Anyway, this woman went to Rebbe, as they say, some mayor. Tzava Alai, I want you to command people of the Bezin about me that I should be accepted as a Ger. The Yasun Negiyadis, I want to convert. One second. Maybe your eyes wandered over to one of my students and you want to marry him, therefore you want to become Jewish. In other words, you have an ulterior motive. She produced this piece of paper and said, look at this ksav here. This is genuine. The guy gave me information of the yeshiva and everything else, and that's why I'm coming here. And she told him the whole story. He said to her, you want to marry this Talmud of mine that went all the way out to you? I'll organize you should come again and you can marry him. So that which he paid $400 was a good investment because he ended up with her forever, not only for one night. So it all worked out. And oisin mitzoy shitzilay beisit, and those beds, mattresses that you continuously use for Avedis, hitzilay behetin. You can use them now to live as a husband and wife behetin. This is the reward in Olam Hazeh, that she was able to keep her money, a third of her money, and able to keep these beds, which are worth a fortune, and still be a frumid. Rashi says here, look at Rashi, about 10 lines in the narrow lines, or less. She told her mayor, the entire story. She's doing it because she wants to come a Yid. Lefisha Shama Nez Godel, she heard the greatness shall chaimim mitzvahs of how the strictness of mitzvahs should tofkulay dalat tzitzias alponov, that the four tzitzias smacked him on the face. So this is a nes, Rashi calls it. He was lying there and suddenly the tzitzias went flying and hit him in the face. And what exactly means Shama? I guess she didn't see it, even though she was there. Interesting. So it was a nes, because Pashup Shani Mar wasn't a nes. You know why he was lying there? Suddenly he saw the tzitzis. Would he say Moisa? It was a chartim. Actually, there's some kind of a nes over here. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Ula olam habini de kamba. What reward would be in the habba? I don't know. Amar Rav Yehuda tali sheula baro tali kol shloishim yom tura benat tzitzis. Baro talis is potter for 30 days. Mikav eile chayevus. Big machlekes to show him why after 30 days he chayev. According to some of the shayin, it's mahatayda. Because after 30 days, it's considered as if it's yours. Another pshat says, no, Matayla, you never chayiv unless it's mamish, you're begged. So why after 30 days? Because people think that it's yours. So with the Rabbanon, you should wear it. Tanya, we learn the same thing. Hadod bepundiki be'etisrol, if you're living in a hotel in Etisrol, or hasoyche bayiz bechutzlar, so you're renting hasoyche kosh, like 30 days, part of mezuzah. Mikan ve'ele chayiv in chutzlar, after 30 days chayiv. Now why after 30 days chayiv? So the same question over there is as well. Machlek is Rishonim, it's Midrabbanon or Midraisa. If by Talos we learn that it's Midrabbanon, because you never chayv, it's not yours. Only Midrabbanon, because after 30 days, people think that you're the owner, like Maris Ayin, so you have to say anything by Mezuzah. A person who rents is never chayv in Mezuzah. It's not, it says Beisecha. I think Gemara learned before Beisecha, Derech Beyoscha, the right foot, but it says twice Beisecha. In Vahafta and Vahin Shemaya. And the second one to tell you that no, if it's not your house, you're not Chayiv Matayla, only Chayiv Midrabbanan. But after 30 days, people think it's yours. That's one pshat. The other pshat is no, by a house, chayvas hadori, with the expression the Gemara is. As soon as you live there, and even if you're renting it, if it's like yours, but when does it become like yours? Only after 30 days in Chutz Laretz. Yeah, that's the saying here. That's exactly. Hotels, you don't say, if you stay in a hotel more than 3 days, you have to have a mezuzah. Aval asoicha bayit Eretz Yisrael, oisim mezuzah l'altim. And Eretz Yisrael, you make mezuzah straight away. Why? Shem yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? So Pasha Pshad is Eretz Yisrael, even one day, is like you're permanent. Rashi is an amazing thing. Because we learned it's a sakana to remove the mezuzah from your house. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to leave the mezuzah there. If even, you're not going to change your mind to leave because you have to buy new mezuzahs. But even if you do, another yid, when he has two houses available to rent, and one house has a mezuzah, one doesn't, and it's expensive mezuzahs, you're going to go right away to the house that has a mezuzah. So besides Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we want yidin to keep on moving in. We say, have a mezuzah straight away. This is either going to force you to stay there because it's an expense. You're not going to spend it again every 2 weeks. Or if you leave, someone else will come in straight away. It'll be in the man. Look at Rashi. Amazing shot. Shem Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Rashi, a few lines below the Rashi we before. The La'acha Shekava, once he put the mezuzah, Shuv Ein Anoitel Misham, he won't take it away. I feel the Yitzman, you believe, because we had Bamatzia there, that Hilcha, because it's a Kana. Hilcha Bekushi Yitzim Menu. It will be very difficult for you to leave the house. If they Torech Mezuzah Cheres, the Tichel get another mezuzah. But I feel the Yitzman, even if you leave the house, Yiskerena Acha Meheda, someone else will quickly go ahead and rent it, Kishi Yimtzeena Mezuzah. He'll find that the house already has a mezuzah. We want people to populate. We don't want empty houses like they change the law a few years ago. To throw all these people who buy houses and invest and they don't live there. But you have to have somebody living there. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Back to the Gemara. If you only have one film, it's all right. With the two dots in Vemdal and Ral. So the Gemara, Rav Chida made the following comment. If you have two pairs of tefillin, you put on one, you yaitse. Aval ain't. If you don't have two pairs of tefillin, you only own one, and my kevitz, you're not yaitse. Amdolin, Martin, you talk, said such a weird thing. Amdolin, no, I didn't mean that. Eleman, the less later, mitzvah, chad mitzvah. I'm loving it. What do you think? If a guy doesn't have two batim, only has, let's say, the shayad or the shayad, he shouldn't do at least one mitzvah, because if you learn it's two separate mitzvahs. It says Clifton's Gemara here, by the way, that it's two separate mitzvahs. Because if you learn it's one mitzvah, then maybe tak it's makiv. And the Gemara asks him, "Mikodem my savar." The Gemara doesn't answer. Oh, he thought it was one mitzvah. Because if it's one mitzvah, it makes sense. If it's one mitzvah, you're doing half a mitzvah. You didn't do anything. Unless there's a famous question. Interesting thing. Think about it. But there's a famous machlekes in Achronim, because you have chatzis shir osam in Atayra. The question is, chatzis mitzvah. You only have a half a kazayis of matzah. Is it an inyan to eat it, or you're wasting your time? Why don't you bring it out for me? Because remember, it's machlekes is Rashi. If it's filling up two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, you make a bracha between. You don't make a bracha. But if it's one mitzvah and yet the Gemara doesn't say, but if it's one mitzvah, maybe that's why it's ma'akiv. Maybe the Gemara is learning. Maybe the Gemara holds, and maybe we get out from here, that even if it's one mitzvah, if you can do half the mitzvah, the cholapachas, that's what they want to say. Half mitzvah. Because our achrenim say there's no such thing as a half a mitzvah. If you only have a half a kazayis of matzah, they say don't eat it. Or you eat it, I mean, you can eat it, but you're not doing anything. The chayit from here, at least the raya, that one mitzvah, half, you're still doing something. So what does it have, why if you only have one bias, you shouldn't do it? People know that they can put on only one film, and it's expensive to buy a whole set, $1,400 US, they'll pay $700, and only one bias, save money. That's why he thought, maybe we should tell them, you're not yaitzah, so force them to buy two. But then we thought, you know what, which person will do that? If a person's ready to buy a film, he'll buy ready both pairs. Anybody does not with films over b'shmoy naseh. Anyone does not with films is over with eight different avedas that you didn't do. It says v'hayla ochala oisel chaz or karmei necha, and then there's one for the hand and one for the head, and then it says v'hayla oisel yedecha tovmei necha. That's another two, and then it says kshatim twice. That's another two. And it's Vayitav Meinecha, and Vayitav Haftim Vayishmoy twice. So we have between Kaddish Vayikriyachav, Hashma, Vayishmoy, about eight times. Kosha Ein Le Tzitzis Bebigda. If you have a four-cornered garment and you don't put on tzitzis, Oive B'chamish Asay, you have five mitzvahs Asay. Gedilim Taslcha, V'oshalem Tzitzis, V'noshnal Tzitzis, V'hoyulachem Tzitzis, Urizim Oisei. V'chol Koyin, She'ein O'ilo Duchin. If a Koyin was called up, you were in shul, and they said, the Koyanim, you know up to Duchen, over Begimel Asay, over three Avedis, over Koy Savarachu, Emma Lehem, Vesamashmi, kosher ain't le mezuzah. The pisach, if you don't put a mezuzah on your door, oyve b'shnei asay, oyve two avedas. Chsaf tomu chsaf. It says twice. If you put on tefillin, you hurry. We're up to memdalit on the bay, the top word, the first word. 44b. Oh, okay. If you put on tefillin, you might remember it says, Havaya halem yichu, the Eved should be on you, ulachol behen chai yeruchi, you'll give my life, v'tachli meini v'chieni, I'll make you strong and you will live. Okay, Mishnah. Unfortunately, we finished Natzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah, now we're going back to Menachos. Unfortunately, I mean we're back. Fortunately. Haselis flour, vashemen and oil. Remember, all the missions we learn now is if you do one instead of both, if it's ma'akiv or not ma'akiv, does it prevent you from doing mitzvah? So if you have flour and you have oil, we're talking about the when you bring a carbon, you also bring with it a mincha and the sachem. You bring with you a mincha, flour offering, and you also bring wine, libation. And you bring oil and flour. So if the oil and the flour are not ma'akiv, it's a yain. If you don't do the mincha, it doesn't hold back, you can still bring the wine. If you bring the wine without the mincha, you still fulfill whatever you had to do. If you bring the flour off and not the wine, it's also good. Hamatonis she'ala mezbeach, the four sprinkles spraying you have to do on the mezbeach, achitza, the outside one, eima akva zuzu. Remember we learned that even if you have to do, if Basil says you have to do four, if you did only one, you're yaitza. Not like the mezbeach pnim that you have to do all four. Says the Gemara, that's what we learned. It says, we learned in Pasuk, it says, U'min chosam v'niskeyem, and the mincha, and the nesachim, so it sounds from here, to the bulls, and the rams, and the kvasim, sounds from here, which comes first? The mincha comes before the nesachim. Hava mincha, v'achakach hava nesachim. First bring the mincha, and then bring the nesachim. Rebbe says, Zebach, it says, there's another passage where it says, the following of the Yom Tovim, you should bring a carbon to the Eibishter, it says, the Oyla Mincha, Zebach, which is the carbon, then it says in the Sochim. So it sounds like the Sochim come before the Mincha. So Zebach, Sochim, Havei Zebach, bring the carbon, Va'achakach, Havei Nesochim, then bring the Nesochim, as soon as you bring the limbs up on the Mizbech, and then you bring the Mincha. So which Rebbe, Nami, each one has a question from the other passage. But Rebbe Nami Oksiv, it says in the previous passage, Umin Chosom Veniskeim, sounds like Mincha comes, takes precedence over the Nesachim. Ahume Boye, that we need to teach you another din. Lemin Chosom Veniskeim, Balaila, that you're allowed to bring the Minchas Nesachim at night. You're allowed to bring it at night. What do you mean? There's two ways of bringing a Mincha Nesachim. You can either bring it together with the carbon or bring it, we have learned, 10 days later. If you bring it together with the carbon, just like the carbon has to be brought by day, everything else has to be brought by day. But if you bring it separate from the carbon, you can even bring it at night. Bring it at night. So it says, we need another din to teach you that you can bring it at the Michasam v'nizkeim b'layla, not to teach you the order which comes first, to teach you that Nesachim are just like the Mincha, you can bring it at night, or Michasam v'nizkeim afil l'macha, you can bring it the next day. You bring the carbon today, you can bring the Nesachim the next day. As long as you didn't put the Nesachim and the Mincha into a clay shadus, because as soon as you put in a clay shadus, it becomes holy. And we learned before, anything in the clay shadus, you have a psul called lina for stays overnight. But if you didn't bring it yet into the Mizbeach, you didn't bring it into the base of Mikdash, you didn't put it in the keli, you can bring it the next day and so on. So we learn the Nesachim from Mincha, you can bring it the next day. But Rabbana, Nami, okay, and so that's what the Rebbe does with that pasuk. Teach you not to teach you the order, the sequence, but to teach you about the times. But Rabbana, Nami, what are they going to do? The pasuk they're bringing, see, Zevach u'Nesachim, sounds like Nesachim take precedence. Ahum Boile, he needed for another din of Zidi, Damazidi, Ein Nesachim Miskachim. If you bring Nesachim together with the carbon, you can still change your mind, even though you already brought the animal with you in the base of Mikdash and you're standing there with the wine. You can change your mind for the use of another carbon. As long as you didn't shech the carbon, even though you set aside the wine, you said to yourself, I'm bringing this wine with this animal, you can change your mind all the time until you shech the carbon. That's what it says here. It says in the pasuk here, Zevach u'Nesachim, when do the Nesachim become tagged to this Zevach once you shechted this carbon? Okay, different than altogether. Rebbe, how can you use the pasuk of Zevach u'Nesachim to teach you this din? Though we need it for the din of Ze'idi to tell you that the Nesachim don't become Kaidish until you shech to the carbon. And also the Rabbanan, how can they learn from a Mechasav in this game, the din that's talking about sequence, when you need a teacher, you can do it at night. Mechasav in this game, Balailo, Mechasav in this game, Filamacha. So it goes back to the question, what's the crux of their argument? Elahayna Tamayit Rabbanan, what's the story of their argument? It says in Pasuk, So the pasuk, that same pasuk we said before, it says zevach nesachim. Before that, it says oile u'mincha. Then it says zevach nesachim. The Talmud says oile u'mincha. Says clearly oile followed by what? By mincha, not the nesachim. So that's how I know. Over Rebbe Nami, I know what Rebbe can do. That says oile u'mincha. Ella, the Gemara concludes as follows. Those nesachim that come with the carbon, there's no argument. The order should be the carbon. Then mincha, then nesachim. The mincha, ba'achkar nesachim. First you bring the flower offering, then you bring the nesachim. The ksiva says, oile u'mincha. Keep pligi. Their whole argument is, bevoim ifne atzman. If they come on their own. Rabban Savri, if they're coming a separate day, Rabban holds, since midaboyin imazavach, if they would have come together with the carbon, what would the order have been? Carbon, mincha, and wine. So even if you bring a day later, it should be the same thing. Mincha va'achikach nesachim b'fnei atzma nami. So the same thing you bring on alone. Mincha va'achikach nesachim. The Rebbe and Rebbe says, no. Hasim over there when you bring the carbon first to the ID. Why the ascha ba'achila? Since the carbon, what are you going to do with the carbon? You're going to eat it. And what are you going to do with the mincha? You're going to eat it. The wine goes down the mizbeach shoot. So therefore, eating and eating should follow each other. They're contiguous to each other. Complete all the food, everything you can eat, which is the carbon and the mincha. But if you bring it separately, don't do the carbon, then faket. There's a maila in the sachim, and you should actually bring the sachim first. Why? Hoyal sins, the misamra shida alaya, because you say a song on it, as we'll see later. Now, even though Tais already asks, we said before, if you bring this, the only time you sing a song by the nesachim is if you bring together the carbon. But if you bring it separate, you don't sing a song. But what he said, what it means is, in principle, at least there's a shira with nesachim. It doesn't matter when. So even though now you're not going to sing a song, but it gives it a certain chashivas, which mincha never has that chashivas. The force praise on the mizbeach is not ma'akiv. But how do you know that if you're supposed to do four, you did one? It's a kaparish. It says the dams vachecha yishafech is singular. So the singular means even once is enough. Next mishnah. Next mishnah. We'll just do the mishnah because the gemara then goes the whole thing over in the gemara, and Rabbi Atil will give a shiur in the next few days. The mission is very vague. Haparim Wednesday is that Yom Tov. I'm talking about Yom Tov.
No,
yeah, but Yom Tov Wednesday is Cholma. Now, what's it work out? When are we going to give a shir? Let's finish this. I'm talking about Haparim the bulls. Yeah. Let's finish. Haparim the bulls. The Elim the rams. The bulls and the rams. The Hakvasim and the sheep. Einan ma'akiv zeh. So the bulls and the rams and the sheep are not ma'akiv each other. We don't know which bulls he's talking about, which rams and which sheep, because we'll see in Moshe on Shavuos, there's two sets of kabbanas, one for the Musaf and one for Shavuos. Which one, and Shavuos we know, there's two rams and they are ma'akiv. You have to bring the two kvasim. And if you're talking about the Musaf, we know you only bring one in the first place. So what's this? What's going on here? The Gemara will explain. Hapadi and the bulls, Eidon, the rams, for the sheep, Eidon, ma'akiv, you bring one, instead of all them, it's not ma'akiv. Rab Shimon Oymer, Im Hoyulahem Padi Merubim. They had plenty of bulls, V'lo Hoyulahem Nesachim, but they didn't have plenty of Nesachim. Yavi Par Echad, you bring one par, V'Nesachim, and Nesachim, V'lo Yakirivu Kulam Nesachim. Those you could bring with the Nesachim, you bring, and the other animals that don't have Nesachim to bring with it, just don't bring it. Now, what exactly what the Gemara is going to talk about? What are we talking about? We'll discuss. Okay, so we all have a good Yom Tov.